Hello, everybody. Brian here from quantlabs.net. So let's do another call, prediction, whatever you want. We're going to talk about corn. I'm going to show you a predictable trade here and see what may happen. All right, so today is Thursday, June 18th. Do my regular harmonic scans. You can see what number one is corn against U.S. dollar, which is the number one call out there. And let me just show you this harmonic here. So this is a daily chart. You can see it's kind of been bottoming like everything else. It is coming up. Here's the target at 4206. Will it achieve that? Probably not. But I want to show some of the interesting things that I can do with this, namely Earth cycle, to see if we will get any moves up and potentially when. So here's what we're looking at. So July 7th, maybe a move up. We you can see here this little bar has moved up a little bit. And we could probably expect another one, and then that's going to be it. So that's going to take place July 6th. So however that bounce up will be, we don't know. A few other ways to look at this is to maybe apply some other, namely the Ichimoku cloud is really good too. So you can see it's starting to go green here, so it might flip up again. Hopefully have a quick drive up in price. We can always be wrong on that. But one of the ways to other ways to confirm that, before I show you that, I just want to show you, make sure you visit quantlabs.net for the latest books that you can get for free. And then if you're interested in the automation side, you can always come over to the quantlabs.shop for our physical DVD, and there's a web edition as well. So continuing along here in the news, we have a few news items. So we have here corn trade. Corn has been pushing up lately, not a lot. So it's up 2 to 4%, two to 4 cents. So this will be about 0.5%. And this other article here, corn and soybean, mostly higher over at agriculture.com. So you can go through those if you want. And I found this interesting as well. This gives you a 5-year outlook with corn, so it's going to give you a whopping 2%. Or 2.81% over 3 years. Obviously, you're not interested in that type of trade. Probably get better returns elsewhere. But the way I look at it is if the market does turn, this will not be hindered regardless of the market performance if the markets do come off. So this is why I think a lot of the demand, you can see here, it's starting to move back down. But I wouldn't be surprised that there will be a buildup here and something to look out for, and it may shoot up quite a bit. And if the markets do come off, this will be one of those safety trades. So just on the price alone, it may get driven up if the market, U.S. markets come off. So that's what we're looking for. Not saying that's the best way, but it really depends upon, as a seasonal trade, you should be still safe to get some kind of profit out of it. But if things do go crazy, and based upon why this is probably number one, and I've seen this over the last few days, is because of that concern of the U.S. market. So people may be loading up to load up on their trades. You can also see here we have an entry as well, so that might be telling us something as well. Other than that, I just wanted to show you that, and let me know what you think. We shall talk to you later. Thanks for watching.